Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Born a Brawl Brawl Stars podcast. So, it's our second day of doing this, and I'm with my co-hosts, Andrew and Michael. You guys want to say hi?
Hello.
Hello.
All right, yeah, so in today's...
I may or may not be eating apples tonight, but I don't know.
All right, anyways, so in today's episode, we're going to be covering the new balance changes that are coming out into Brawl Stars, and yeah, hopefully we have like different segments as well. So yeah, stay tuned. It's going to be a very good episode. Yeah, and I hope you enjoy. See you on the other side. Alright guys, so hopping right into today's episode about the newest balance changes coming into Brawl Stars. So the first balance change that is coming into the August update balance changes is going to be coming to El Primo. So El Primo's nerf, he got a nerf, so it's basically saying that his supercharge, he needs to hit more shots. He needs to hit 7 more shots. So before he had to hit 9 shots to charge a super, and now he has to hit 16. So this is a minus 78% nerf. So this is a really big nerf on El Primo's part. So yeah, do you guys have any thoughts on how hard this is going to change Primo?
So Primo was almost like on the top of meta, and it was really annoying how he could just rack up those supers. And I think this is a really good balance change to El Primo.
Mm-hmm, yeah, especially that super thing.
Since like technically if you don't get hit, which is basically impossible, it takes exactly 4 shots, like 4 full shots, because he throws 4 punches with each shot. And that means if he, like, supers onto someone, he has to use 3 full ammo, not including, like, supercharge from people hitting you, which could take 2 ammo. I don't think it might take that much, but it's possible. And, 3 hits to get your super back is not really good, because if you have no ammo, it's pretty self-explanatory. If you don't have ammo and you're trying to attack someone, you're dead. Because unless they have like no ammo because you jumped on them, or they wasted it all on you, you probably have no chance. Because I mean, unless. It's possible, especially, but you definitely have no chance if you jump on like a team, because unless they stack, you're only gonna get like you're gonna get not much value, because you waste all your ammo, and then the enemy's team is literally just gonna wreck you. So
yeah,
I think this is gonna force Primo to be played like a lot differently, like jumping on more squishy brawlers. Or just basically not jumping into a group.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so...
Or like,
Yeah, so like another thing. Michael mentioned that, you know, they're going to be jumping on squishier brawlers. So Primo was kind of like recognized as a tank that counters tanks. So how do you think he's going to be played now? Personally, I think that he's going to have to be played a lot smarter. Like... not spamming all the supers and attacks and just hoping something works. What do you guys think?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I think that's it for Primo. I think that Primo's probably going to get hard nerfed, maybe fall out of the meta. Who knows? But, yeah.
I don't think he's going to fall off the meta. He's not going to be, like, fully meta. He's just going to be a strong brawler. Yeah. He's not going to dominate, but, yeah.
Like, B-tier, A-tier.
He's still going to be okay. Like, he might be a little, like, low A-tier, high B-tier.
Yeah, but definitely not S-tier anymore. So,
no. Yeah.
All right, so, Angie, you want to take the...
Sorry.
No, hold on. Angie, you want to take the
Yeah, sure. So next is going to be nerf to Jean. And now the attack damage, it's each attack is going to be decreased 120 from normal. So if it's a normal Jean shot, like 1,400, I think.
It was 512. And now it's decreased, and with the nerf, it decreases to 1344.
Really? Okay. 1344.
All right. Yeah.
So, and the second nerf that he gets is on his first gadget is that before he could just heal 600 if he just uses it, but now he only heals 600 if he knockbacks a brawler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then there's a third one, the second gadget one.
Oh, wait.
Sorry. Just don't read it.
That's a book.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to give my feedback if that's all right with you guys.
Yep.
So I definitely think that this was not needed. I mean, Jean was a good brawler.
But no, Jean. I disagree. Sorry about that.
It really
was. I think I disagree. Jean was literally the best mid. He was literally banned on Jump Grab a lot. There's only two good mids, and that's Jean and Bell. Mm-hmm. You can't really have another really good mid, especially in Jump Grab. Jean's literally one of the best mids.
Mm-hmm.
And that knockback is also really good. Not sometimes not even for the knockback, just for the heal.
Mm-hmm.
If you've watched like pro people play, you might see them just use gadget whenever there might be an attack coming towards them, so they can tank it, and then they can escape, or at least survive, or like at least if they're Jean's gem carrier, like take the gems farther back.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Mm-hmm.
This attack damage nerf is really bad for Jean, because now he can't three shot any of the brawlers such as like Leon, or like he can't even three shot Jesse, I don't think, right?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. 4,100 damage.
Yeah. So this is
he can't even three shot Leon and like all those other brawlers with 4,480, and he can't even three shot Jesse, which is not really good because Jean used to be able to just blitz. Like, just walk up to Jesse, three shot her, and then just go back. And then they basically just have pull. And now with this is going to be a lot tougher for Jean to survive, mostly. And yeah, that's all I really have to say.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I agree then. Yeah, Jean probably going to not be as good as
Zane. I fully agree with Michael.
Yeah, true. So I mean, Jean probably gonna be like about C tier now, or high B tier maybe. I don't know. But Jean is going to be not one of the better mids anymore. Probably still playable though, because I mean, Jean does poke a lot, so still probably gonna be an okay mid.
I feel like Jean's still gonna be used as a mid, but. Yeah.
All right.
I think now Belle is probably going to overtake the better mid.
Yeah, so speaking of Belle, the next nerf is coming to Michael.
Oh, yeah. So next nerf is to Belle. Her first star power, it's called positive feedback, the shield star power. It's basically whenever you hit someone, you get a shield for 25%. It's getting nerfed down to 20%. Now, personally, I don't think, like, from outside, this isn't really noticeable. It's still a nerf, and it's still going to, like, affect her in some ways, but, like, it's, like, in an actual, like, 1v1 situation, it's not really going to change much.
Definitely, yeah. Andrew, before I go, do you want to say anything?
Yeah, so I think that was 25% shield was really strong, considering she's probably one of the best mids. But 20% is still a lot, and I think she's still going to be meta.
Yeah, especially for like a squishy player like her. Any shield is really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I totally agree with everything being said. Like, this is barely noticeable, so Belle is definitely going to overtake Jean. Like, a very long attack range, fairly easy to hit shots as long as you're, like, decent at the game. And, like, the bounce shots are just really good for, like, control. Yeah.
Yeah, especially in, like, heist. Just hit it onto the save. And then since if you're, like, cornering the team, it's basically impossible to dodge unless you literally, like, move away from the safe, which leaves them open for other enemies to hit the safe, which is not good.
Yeah. All right, yeah. So speaking of, well, not really speaking of heist or whatever, but the next nerf coming to a brawler is actually 3 nerfs. So, and this...
I feel like this is much needed.
Yeah, this is very needed, and it's coming to Stu. So if you guys don't know, Stu is insanely broken right now with his new gadget called Breakthrough. So if you guys don't know, Breakthrough is basically once he activates the gadget, it doesn't matter if he doesn't have a super or not, but he gets a super automatically. And if that isn't enough, he breaks walls. And if that isn't enough, the walls, if you're standing behind the wall, it does damage to you. So basically, there are 2 nerfs coming to this gadget. So the first nerf is that he now requires a super to activate it, so you won't get your super for free. And the second nerf coming to this gadget is that the damage per piece of, like, the scraps that come out of the wall, if you're standing behind it.
Yeah, it's, like, I'm pretty sure it's, like, per wall, there's, like, a certain amount. Yeah. I think it's, like, per wall, there's, like, 2 or 3.
Yeah, it's pretty insane. It's pretty good. But, yeah. And they're decreasing the scrap damage from 500 to 200. So before I move on to his third nerf, what do you guys think about this? Will it drastically change him or not at all?
I would say that damage will definitely be pretty good. It's a pretty good nerf because the damage did so much. Usually you guarantee like at least 1,000 damage whenever you use the gadget. And that was, what, 2 debris, if you would. And now, if it's 200, like, you're usually only going to hit, like, 2 or 3, sometimes even 1. That's not going to be a lot of damage, and you can still have, like, a lot to, like, counterattack him. Right, but so. the first nerf to require super, it's not really a problem, unless you're using it to, like, get mobility or trying to heal, like, just heal to get out of the way or something. But it's really easy for Stu to get his super, unless, other team is really good and they know how to counter Stu.
I kind of disagree for a portion. Like, it's Michael, what he's saying is definitely correct. But the thing is with Stu is, what was annoying about him before was, if you're trying to chase an enemy down, they can just hide behind your wall, and chances are you used your last super, so you're not going to have a super. So then what was good about this gadget was not only could you break down the wall that they were standing in front of, but you could also get a free super. So the thing that now requires a super to activate is going to be make it a lot harder for Stu to secure a kill or even just get a kill. So yeah, Andrew, did you have anything to add on?
So about the now you need super, I think it's a good change considering maybe in Showdown you have to run away. And now it's a lot harder for him to maybe secure kills and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now moving
more on my part, usually you play Stu not most of the time. There's a lot of Stu in 3v3s, and if you're usually chasing down, that means you're usually more on their side. That means when they respawn, all you have to do is just hide behind that, like, a few pokes. Cheaper.
Yes. Yeah, so you kind of glitched out, but
like, yeah, you're kind
Michael's
of lagging.
Just saying, like, you can just, like, easily get your super, like, you can poke and stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, just wait for other people to respawn because they're not going to, the enemy's not going to move when you're behind, you're in a wall that's literally right in front of them. because maybe other people can pinch or like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely
or you could even get more pokes and then mm-hmm. Push them farther back. So,
yeah.
I guess we go on to the next nerf because that's all I really have.
All right, yeah. So the next nerf coming to Stu, the third nerf, is going to his Gaso Heal star power. So his Gaso Heal star power also made up a really big portion of Stu. And now, before it healed 500 every time he used the super, and now it's only going to heal 400. So this nerf is, I'm just going to say they should have nerfed it more. Like 100, it's still going to heal him up very fast. Like he doesn't have much health.
Yeah, but like they can't nerf it all the way to the ground. Because if they nerfed it to like 250, no.
Yes.
Yeah, you're kind of lagging, by the way.
Yeah, but like
the next nerf.
I definitely see your argument there, but they could have just nerfed it to like 350. That would have been better.
Yeah, I would say 300 to 350.
Yeah. All right. So, what do you think of this change? Do you think it's gonna be noticeable at all?
It's definitely gonna be noticeable, but Stu's gonna be that. Stu's not going to be as good as he was before, but he's still going to be a top brawler, in my opinion.
Definitely.
Because the fact that you could just chain supers like that is just pretty broken, in my opinion. And even without, like, the damage from the gadget, most of the time it's usually to pulse and to get kills. And, yeah, I feel like it won't change it. It will change him a bit. Like, not to make him really, really bad or anything.
All right, so, Andrew, do you have any opinions on this?
Yeah, so, this heal, it is a bit noticeable, but I feel like maybe a thing they could do is that maybe you have to hit two shots to get super.
Yeah, I just feel like about that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you can just chain so easily. Yeah. Healing's really good, so... I see the Gazelle Heal can stay at 500, but the super needs to hit.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Yeah. A lot of people are suggesting that. So, yeah. Andrew, you want to take the next nerf?
Yep. So, the next nerf is to Nani, to his second gadget, which is Return to Sender. If people don't know about it, it's that you activate a shield, and if whatever attack hits you, 80% of that damage is reflected and goes to the other enemy, and that enemy takes that damage, but you only take 20% of the damage. And before, you could have the shield for like forever, the whole match, but now you can only have it for 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so basically, Andrew's just saying like you could have it for the whole match as long as no one attacks you, of course, but like now you only have 5 seconds to like use it. All right, so Andrew, do you have any opinions on this?
So there's sometimes a couple of bounty maps that Nani is used in,
Shooting Star.
That's probably the biggest map Nani's best on. Nani can counter Piper, which is a big pick on that map. And with this, Nani, only 5 seconds. Piper can just wait out the shield, and then Piper can just strike again. So this change is really good and might make Nani fall out of the meta.
I'll give my feedback. First of all, this nerf is definitely good, but like Nani, even though Nani was like pretty good in Shooting Star, like Andrew said, probably like A to S tier pick, this change wasn't really, it was needed, but like they could have increased it to like 10 seconds because right now Nani's just going to be absolutely trash, maybe even like D or F tier because she's not going to be too good for anything.
I want to say F. Or D tier, maybe like C tier.
Yeah,
because you still have the range of the damage and P.
Yeah, it's gonna be worse, but it definitely is gonna be worse. So like this change,
I kind of disagree with some of this because, I mean, most of the time you're probably gonna get hit by whatever you're doing. But some of the higher players who have like better reaction speed, they could like maybe predict that someone's gonna try to hit them out of the bushes and preemptively like activate the thing, or they could like wait for someone, like just hide in a bush. Cause like let's say we're on Shooting Star, and you just killed the Piper on your lane or something. Most likely, I mean you could do this. It's pretty plausible. You could wait for her to respawn. When she sort of gets into your view, you activate your gadget, and since normally any sensible person would want to scout like the bush just in case someone doesn't jump them and get a free kill, like you could go into that shot, or maybe not go into the shot, like make sure you take less damage, and I would think that'd be a pretty big brain play.
Yeah.
And also another thing, a lot of people use Return to Sender during the super. And I don't really have a problem. This won't really affect her super that much. And the only reason why is that she can activate it when she's in her super. So all she has to do is just wait till she almost hits them. Especially if she's a Nani. And unless you know that like someone's gonna be there, and then just wait as soon as you hit it, and then activate your gadget, and then it wouldn't be as much of a problem. Now the only problem I see with this is that you can't have it the whole time, so you don't know if you're if you're all the way up, you don't know if anyone's like down there hitting you. So that's the only problem with it.
Yeah. All right. So. Yeah, that's about it for this gadget. And also, one more thing, really quickly. This might make Tempered Steel a bit better, because you're going to need that shield instead. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All
right. So, true. Michael, you want to take the next nerf?
Okay. The next nerf is going to Sandy. This is a pretty good nerf. The stun is decreased. It's going into the second gadget. It's called Sweet Dreams, I think. I don't know. It's the second gadget. It basically is if you hit someone, like after you activate your gadget, it stuns them for 1.5 seconds. But they're with these new balance changes, they're decreasing it down to 1 second. Which it's a good nerf, but I think they should have nerfed it a little more, because it's still really easy to like kill them, even if for 1 second. What do you guys think?
Yeah, Andrew, you can go.
All right, so this Sandy is being in the meta just because of, first off, the super gives so much control, as well as this new gadget that in Brawl Ball you can just instantly stun them and just get the ball away, and many times when they're low, you can just stun them and then get close to them and then kill them. What about you, Ethan?
Yeah, so this is, I agree with everything that Andrew says. Like, this gadget was really good, but I don't know. I feel like they could have done something different where, I know, like, Sandy, they put them to sleep, and if you get hit by something, like, you wake up, obviously, because you got hit by something, but I feel like they should have just nerfed it to, like, 0.5 seconds or like something a little higher, I don't know. But instead of like hitting, if you hit them, they wake up, it's just perma stun. Like they just get stunned no matter what. What do you guys think?
Yeah, but that wouldn't be really, it wouldn't be really unique. I think just trying to be like creative, mm-hmm. and not make it a normal stun.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I
like,
was just.
And also, just it also helps them. Like, because mm-hmm. if also. I'm stunned, and I was like, well, 1 second, that'd be way too OP, because it's a little your attacks. But, like, not hitting them, also, like, it gives, like, an extra risk.
Yeah, alright. So, I'm gonna be taking the last nerf, and then we're gonna be taking a short break, I guess. So, the last nerf is going to be coming to Rico. So, his Bouncy Castle gadget, which is basically, once he activates his gadget, his next attack, every time he bounces one of his attacks, he'll be healing, I believe, 300 per bullet. So this is going from 300 healing per bullet to 250. So I'm going to give my thoughts first, if that's okay with all of you guys.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so honestly, I don't think this nerf was sufficient enough, because already the reason why this was so broken was because you got so much heal from this. Like 300 was so much. It healed them to full health and then like three times some. So like this, even though it's like a 50 health nerf, it's not going to do much because he's still going to full heal right back up to full health. So what do you guys think?
Yeah, so I think that this change wouldn't be that good, because if you have like three walls, maybe in the brawl wall spawn, you're gonna heal up to max. As I saw some like videos about the testing, and it can go above 10k, so this wouldn't change that much.
Michael?
It doesn't really matter if there's a lot of walls. Still gonna get a lot of heal, even if it's like 100. As long as you have a lot of really close walls together, you're still gonna get probably full health.
Yeah. All right. So,
but I feel like this was made to like just like emergency heals, like just shooting behind you like two bounces to get to get a bit more health. I think that was for what it was, and yeah, I'm pretty sure that was what it's mainly for.
All right, yeah, so with that, we're done with all the nerfs, so we're going to take a short break, and then we are going to continue. So yeah, thanks. All right, guys, so this is going to be the second segment of this show. It's going to be a long show, so stick around. So right now, we're going to be covering all the buffs that are coming to all the brawlers. So the first buff is going to be covered by Andrew. So, Andrew?
Alright, their first buff is gonna go to Edgar, to his passive called Lifesteal. So every time he attacks, he gets some healing back. It was 25% of, I think, of the damage he did. But now it's moving up to 35%.
Yeah, alright, so... Yeah, I so just have, yeah, sorry, yeah, I'm just going to elaborate. It's going to be, I have a few notes here. So before at max level, it would heal 189, and now it's going to heal 264. So that's 135 extra healing. So yeah.
That's also, that's more than how much you would get, I'm pretty sure, from
Fisticuffs.
Yeah, Fisticuffs, which is pretty insane.
Yeah, I think Fisticuffs is going to heal like 300 now.
Yeah. It's kind of OP.
Yeah. In the words of Andrew,
this also
it's going to be kind of OP.
Provoke more hard landing, because since you already have that shield, you I think now you want more damage. I don't know.
Yeah. So, Andrew, do you have any thoughts? Is Edgar going to become a better brawler?
For me, I think... Edgar is still a bit squishy. Maybe if you get a jump, you might get a kill, but really, if you don't have your super, you're just gonna get knocked around. You just don't have the range to beat really anyone, unless you're close.
Yeah. But he's still just gonna be a solo showdown brawler.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's gonna be a bit better in boss fight, I guess, so that's something.
Yeah, but that's true. No one cares about boss fight, really.
Yeah.
I do. Unless you want to flex, because I'm a nerd and I have no life.
All right, so basically. Yeah, that's about it for Edgar. So next, this isn't an actual buff, but it's just a rework to like the tanks. So Michael's going to be taking this one.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure how it works, but I'm going to give my buff. So basically, how it used to work. Is if you took like a certain amount of damage, you would get your super, and that wasn't really fair for lower power level brawlers, because that meant that they would have to take longer to get their super because less health, and that means they would have to wait for the super. So now changed. So like if you have less health. At like lower power level, you get
More effective.
More damage. I'm pretty sure that's how it works. So.
Well, more supercharged.
Yeah, that's about it. Well, yeah, more supercharged.
Yeah, so I think this is definitely a positive change. I mean, it's just going to be fair to, like, the lower players, like 9K, 10K.
It's pretty good if you're maxed out already. It doesn't really matter because you already have a max. Nothing, really.
Alright.
Yep.
Yeah, so the next balance change is going to be a buff to Jean. So Jean, we covered the nerfs, but now Jean's getting a buff to his second gadget. So the second gadget was like, I don't know what it's called actually. Do you guys?
Vengeful Spirits.
Yeah, Vengeful Spirits.
It's pretty.
Yeah, so it's pretty trash, but now they increase the damage from 800 to 1000. So if I could give my feedback first, you guys okay with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think it's going to do anything. I mean, they really needed to make it go through walls. Like, that was the most important thing. What about you guys?
I feel like that would be OP, though. Because, like, if there's someone's low and just behind the wall, like, if in Brawl Ball, you're trying to clutch up a 1v2, they just, like, use that gadget and just they die.
Yeah, but it's definitely needed. I mean, like, this gadget's just trash. Yeah. Like, and
it still is gonna be pretty poo-poo, but it might change it up a bit because Lamp Blower got nerfed.
Yeah, and by the way, this is just at max range, so if you're, like, close to someone, this isn't even gonna do the full 1,000, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, so, Andrew, you wanna take the Shelly buff?
Yep, so Shelly's actually a rework to her second gadget called Clay Pigeons, where before it was you get like a thinner but a lot longer shot, so you could shoot from longer range, but it was only for one shot. But now they reworked it so that for 5 seconds you get the ability to shoot farther, and yeah, it's basically it.
Yeah, and just to add on, so I have notes here. So they would, for 5 seconds, so if you have full ammo and you activate this gadget, you're going to be able to shoot 5 super long shots. So you're going to be able to shoot 5 of them instead of 1, if you have full ammo, that is. So yeah, what do you guys think about this change?
I think it's going to make it, I still don't think it's going to be good as the first gadget, because it's kind of hard to hit the shots, but I don't know. It depends. If you're really good, like, with aim, this could be really, really good. Because for 5 seconds, that's a bit. That's pretty long. So most of the time, you're probably going to get, like, 3 shots, though. So
Yeah. All right. So we're going to spend a little less time on the rest of these balance changes, but I really wanted to focus hard on this balance change in particular, and Michael is going to say what it is.
So this next one is for Mortis. This is probably the biggest change, other than one more change after this. We'll get to that later. It's Coiled State, which used to be a star power that gave him, if he had all his ammo, he would get a dash bar, sort of like Baby's bar. Where if it's fully charged up, he would have a really, like, it would, his attack would be 75% longer, which is really good for assassinating, brawlers that aren't as close to you. And now it's a passive ability, which basically means that even if you don't have the star power, you're still gonna have Coiled Snake. It's just there forever now. But you still need 3 ammo, which is a pretty big, sadness of that. But it's okay. And since Coil Stick is now a passive ability, Morris's second star power, which used to be Coil Stick, is now just there for to decrease his Coil Stick by 1.5 seconds.
Yes.
So
wait,
before the update, it used to take 3.5. Now, if you don't have Coil Stick, like the star power, it takes 4 seconds.
It's gonna take 4.5 seconds, and then
4.5 seconds, and now the star power takes 3 seconds. But this also could introduce like the meta of Creepy Harvest.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yeah, because you're gonna have basically 2 star powers in one. So
oh, that's true.
Yeah, it's gonna be like a Mortis. Hopefully it's a Mortis meta because I am gonna love Mortis meta. So yeah, I think this change is very positive for Mortis. I mean, he just needed something.
I mean, any buff is really welcome.
Yeah, like when Coiled Snake first came out, like I think like 1 or 2 years ago now. Jesus Christ, I feel old. But like when the second star powers were first released, and this star power really came good. We were playing with Mortis, and we were all like, "Oh my God, Coiled Snake is so good!" And yeah, now it's coming as a passive ability for Mortis, so that's great. Yeah,
it used to be really OP because it literally doubled his attack range, which is insane. But now it's 75%. It's so good though. So, what I think about this new passive and star power is that I do agree with the maybe creepy harvest meta because you can also heal at the same time. Because most of the time before this buff was introduced, when Cold Snake was still star power, we would just probably wait like behind a wall or something to wait for the Cold Snake. You can probably still do that if you have Creepy Harvest on. So I definitely think we're going to be seeing some more Creepy Harvest.
Yeah. So, yeah. So this is the new Mortis ability, so that's definitely really nice. So I think Michael took this, right? So. The next change, which is coming to Bo. So Bo is getting an increased attack damage from 560 to 600. So that's at power 1, but at power 10, he's going to have 784 all the way to 840. And this is going to, he's going to be able to kill 12 out of the 50 new brawlers with one less ammo. So yeah, this is definitely a really positive change to Bo. We might be seeing him a bit more. So yeah, what do you guys think? Positive, negative?
Yeah, it's positive. It's definitely good. I don't know. It's not that much of a change. It won't make it meta. Because his main thing is just the Super Totem.
Yeah. They played it for the Super Totem and then it got nerfed to the ground. Yeah. All right. So, Angie, you want to take Penny?
So, Penny just a buff on her health increase from at power 1, 3,200 to 3,400. And I'm not sure max level, but
max level, I think it would be like 4,480 to 4,760, which is Colette the same as health. Colette, yeah, Ingrid.
So I think that's a good change. I definitely think it's positive.
Yeah, I mean, Penny
it's just the health buff. Yeah.
Penny didn't get a single balance change last year, so this is great.
That's true. Yeah, but also, like, I guess this would make her OP, but like, her main thing is just the turret. I mean, like, that's kind of her whole thing. But, like, if she got at least, like, a little supercharge rate increase, that would be pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Michael is going to take another important balance change, and this is coming to
Squeak. Squeak used to be one of the worst brawlers. Maybe even the worst, other than maybe Shelly. And the main thing was is because how much delay there was between all his stuff and like his shots and super, and it was really hard to like hit shots, and he just wasn't a good baller. And with these new balance changes, they removed the super explosion delay. Basically, what that means is as soon as you throw your super, as soon as it lands, it explodes. And that was a really big problem with Squeak before. Like, people could just run away. Like, you could aim it and literally on top of them, but it wouldn't do anything because they would just run away and dodge it. And the next buff is they increased his attack projectile speed by 25%. So when you shoot it, it just goes a lot faster. And it's pretty noticeable. It's going to help him hit people a lot more often, and that's also going to help him get a super, and yeah, that's really good for him. For now, what do you guys think?
Yeah, this is definitely positive, so definitely agree with everything Michael said. This might make Squeak a bit better. So yeah, Andrew?
Yeah, so I think for sure, definitely positive, but
I definitely think that he might be meta, because when he was first introduced, we were like, oh my gosh, he's so good at zoning. And now his super can actually zone people, just considering he can instantly explode. And yeah, I think that's really good.
Yeah, he's going to live up to his expectations.
Continuing to the last buff for Squeak is the sticky bombs, or sticky bombs, now immediately explode if, like, another sticky bomb hits it. So basically what that means, like, if you hit someone with two shots, the first shot that you hit onto your enemy will automatically explode, like, no wait. And I think that's going to be really good, because another thing that was bad about Squeak was that he could not deal with close range bullets. Like, he would either tie with them or just die, because he just had no burst damage. And now I feel like this is going to make him a lot better at close range combat. Well, maybe not super good, but, like, better.
Yes.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, and by the way, I'm just adding something. If this hits a wall, it won't count. It has to hit an enemy. So, like, if you hit a wall and then hit the wall again, it won't explode. It'll just take the full timer.
It just has to be, you have to hit it on an opponent.
Yeah. So, yeah. Positive change. What about you, Andrew?
Positive change. I agree with everything Ethan and Michael said.
Yeah, all right.
So yeah, I feel like this might make Squeak meta. It's pretty possible, because now they've basically covered almost all of his weaknesses.
Yeah, all right. So I'm going to be taking the next buff, and this buff is going to come to Daryl. So his health is increasing from 5,000 to 5,300, and at max level, it's 7,000 to 7,420. So to give you a comparison, this is slightly lower than Rose's health. So, yeah, this is pretty positive to Daryl. I mean, he didn't really get that much love in tank meta because he wasn't the best tank. So, yeah, positive change. What do you guys think?
Yeah, it's good. But, like, Andrew, you can go. Yeah, I was just going to say it's a positive change and might make him a bit better with the health, but what about you, Michael? I feel like it could make him better in, like, what's it called, Pogo Double Tank, but I feel like the main powers are just not the best.
Yeah,
I feel like they should have buffed that instead of this health. I mean, the health is still good.
Wait, like, what are they supposed to buff? Because you kind of like,
I think that they should have buffed his gadgets and star powers, because feel like they're in much more need of a buff than his health.
All right,
but it's still a good buff.
All right, yeah. So Andrew, you want to take the next buff?
The next buff is to Poco, to his actually two buffs. So first one is to his second star power called Screeching Solo, where it's the radius. It can also do 800 damage to the opponent. And now that we'll change to 1,000 damage, which is a lot of damage, what do you guys think?
Yeah, definitely. So I don't think it'll change that many interactions, but 200 more damage is better than no damage. So that's that.
True. This is also to, like, what Poco was when Screeching Solo was first released. After, like, the first, because it was, at first it was really overpowered, it was like 1,200, and 1,000, it might make Screeching Solo, like, a bit more viable in some scenarios, because, like, now if you get Screeching Solo, you won't be like, oh my god, did I get this, not the combo.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be like, okay, I'll take it, because it's still pretty good.
Yeah, all right. Either so, way. Andrew, next.
All right, so the next and last buff to Poco is to the second gadget. I'm not sure the name, but
it's basically protective tunes.
Yeah, so if maybe your teammate was slowed or stunned, you can use this gadget that makes a big circle around you. and it can stop any stun or slow for 1 second. Well, basically immune to them, but now they're increasing it from 1 second to 2 seconds.
It's also immunity from damage too. So
no, I don't think
it is.
It is. It is.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, no, then it's like it's immune to like Crow's tick. So if like Crow
it's
hits
immune
you
from to any effects.
Yeah. So like if Crow hits you with one of his daggers, the dagger will do damage, but the tick damage won't for a second. But now they're increasing it to 2 seconds. So yeah. Yeah. So positive change to Poco. The two of his least used star power and gadget are getting buffed. So yeah, positive change.
Yep. Positive.
Yeah, it's a positive thing.
All right,
still don't
so
think it's as good as first gadget though.
All right, so the last one is not a buff or a nerf, but it's coming to the high safe. So high safe love, woo, yay! All right, Michael.
Yay! It's basically they're just increasing it by 5%. It used to be like
it's
4,000 something.
Yeah, Michael
and
said
now
it was
5,000.
Michael said it was 25%, not 5%. So yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So, it used to be 4,000 something, and now it's like 56,000.
Yeah. All right. So, any thoughts why they did this? I mean, there's not a bunch of brawlers that are doing more damage, I guess. So.
I do have one thought. Maybe they want to remove the 8-bit Byron Cola meta heist. I don't know. Because Byron and Cola is a good duo.
Yeah, and like.
Yeah, but like, it doesn't really do anything to Colette. I mean,
yeah,
but
like. The thing is, I feel like this change will. I think piggybacking on Andrew's thoughts here, they want to introduce more of a control meta, because if they're increasing the health, it's not going to be like spam all your attacks and trying to destroy the safe, but instead it's like slowly like chipping the high safe and like win by percentage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, because if there's more health, then Colette's still going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Colette does damage.
It's just going to take longer, and it just gives the team that's defending chance to defend, you know. I think that might be why. I don't know.
Yeah, and I also wonder, is Colette's super still going to do 2,800 damage, or is it going to do like slightly more?
No,
it's still
going
to be same.
2,800 damage on like stuff that is in a brawler.
Alright, yeah, so
the main attack does 100.
Yeah, so those are all the August update balance changes. So remember, you know, always join the Discord server if you need to. The link is in the show description. So yeah, you can like post whatever you want on there. Like just give us episode suggestions, or like tell Michael that he's super stupid, or like something like that. So it's like a great atmosphere. So yeah, if you guys want to join, it's in the show description. And yeah, thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Born Abroad Brawl Stars podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And yeah, we'll see you some other time. Bye.